everybody. Welcome to an all-new episode of Bad Advice. I am your host, Drew Marks. You're listening to us at SkidRowStudios.com. You are also hearing us on Extreme Talk XM 165. I want to let you know if you are hearing us on Extreme XM, you're not hearing us live, so you can't call in with your questions or comments. But if you're on Skid Row, you can certainly do that. You can reach us at 800-893-9562. As I said, I am your host, Drew Marks. If you want to be a part of the show, please do call. You can also like us on Facebook and subscribe to the podcast free at the iTunes store. As I am every week here on Bad Advice, I am joined by a panel of very funny people. We have Ken August.
Happy to be here.
Nice. He is the host of the weekly wrap-up, which follows the show immediately at Skid Row Studios. We have Vic Cohen, host of It's a Fair Question.
And the decade wrap-up.
That's nice.
Coming out. It's a new show.
It's a new one. Nice. I wonder what that's patterned after. All right. We have two new guests this week. I'm very happy to welcome two first-timers to Bad Advice. We have Eulalio Magana.
Magana.
I knew I was going to fuck that up.
We have 40 minutes of outtakes of you practicing it.
Yes.
No. Okay. Eulalio Magana.
Yeah, pretty
that's
close.
Close.
And the worst part is that's his stage name.
It's my real name.
I like it. Yeah. See, my parents would have named me that, except they would have spent their entire lives not being able to call me.
Maybe that's why they did it, so they won't call me.
No, but welcome to the show, but we're looking forward to it. We have Gary O'Neill here.
Yes, sir.
Did I get that one right?
No, you actually, my name is Gary.
I suck with accents.
Well, my black friends call me Gurry. So
Gurry.
Gurry.
Gurry. And we are waiting on Marie Del Preti,
as we often are.
Well, we're moving on. We're moving on.
They're supposed to be.
Okay. I want to thank our sponsor for our show, which is we welcome the sponsor adamandeve.com. I want to let you all know you can get all sorts of really cool, fun stuff for your lives at adamandeve.com. And if you at checkout use the code word Skid Row, you will, in addition to your order, get free 3XX DVDs, a special mystery gift, as well as free shipping. And with Adam and Eve, you know, I want to let you know, with this Bad Advice, we actually have been working on our new line of sex toys for Bad Advice. And what we've come up with is a line of vibrators, which are for use by women, but it's a men's line. So the latest one, if you get it, make sure you request it at Adam and Eve. It's a vibrator with men in mind, because when the woman turns it on, a little recording of your voice goes, "If you were not so fat, I'd be inside you right now."
Oh, yay!
Yay! All right. If you're unfamiliar with Bad Advice, what we do here is we take questions on any subject at all. And since we are untrained and unqualified, we will give you bad advice. We also take news stories from around the world. These are real stories. People, I feel, need advice, but we're too stupid or lazy to ask. And we're here to help, which is where we're going to get started.
Can I notice that Marie is not here, and usually she's late, but now she's officially later than the black guy. Is that...
We have a very punctual black guy.
Very punctual. I hate late.
I'm so offended.
Gary Wayne O'Neill Jr., and black guy.
You're offended. You're not black, right,
Vic? This is Vic Cohen, and I'm offended. I am. I don't like that stereotype about black people.
Have you met any of the black people that have shown up on this show?
We've had three black guys, and one of them was on time, Gary. Yes.
Raul D should be here any minute for his appearance 3 months ago.
Gary, you should be offended.
No,
why am I doing this?
He knows black people are late.
Exactly. It's very stereotypical, but it's true.
Were you born late?
No. Actually, he just said
that's why he's punctual. He started out that way.
Maybe he's not black.
Well, like I said, with my name alone, Gary Wayne O'Neill Jr., I get called in for job interviews. And then when I get there, they're like, oh.
You're not a redneck?
I'm the only person in the lobby, and they're still looking. Is Gary O'Neill here?
They treat you like someone on a dating website. You're like, this wasn't your picture. This picture's old.
Why is it that since you speak for all black people, Gary?
No, I don't speak for all. I only speak for the punctuate.
Okay. So you and another guy, that's it?
Yeah, one other.
Anybody who hangs with me, They're we call it pre-professional. You know what I mean? Because before we actually make it to the professional level, you have to practice all of these things.
Okay, just so you know, I'm really offended because you are on Bad Advice, SkidRowStudios.com. You've kind of made it.
That's it. It's me.
There's no pre anymore.
But no, the funny thing is,
maybe
people
should be late from there.
No, we talk about stereotypes on the show and stuff, but you know there's something to it, because in our first conversation, I told him, he goes, listen, I just want you to know I'm going to be punctual. It was like right out of the box. That was the first thing I said. Oh, man, I appreciate that.
Then I will no longer be offended.
You shouldn't. Because you know I'm going to talk about the Jews. All right, now.
I did a job, so
he's already shaking his head. I do that just to upset him.
Yeah. I, when I talked to you, the first thing I told you was like, I'm not selling oranges.
That's it.
Don't ask me for oranges. I'm not selling any oranges.
You could have brought me some free ones.
Mm. Nah, why would I do that?
All right.
I mean, no money. I didn't even have money for parking. Oh,
wow. Good point.
Just put all your business out there.
Yeah, that's what I do.
All right, well, we're going to get started. Our first story, this is about a mother's love. It says New York State Police say that 54-year-old Kimberly Margeson passed two oxycodone pills to her 30-year-old son in jail by French kissing him during a jailhouse visit. That's as much detail as I'm giving you on this story.
Wow. Well, that's probably why I needed Xanax. You're stressed out kissing your mom like that.
Seriously? Like, I don't care what I need, but I mean, I don't know what your moms look like, but I love my mom, but I am not French kissing her under any circumstance.
Would you be happier to find out this guy was making out with his mom for no reason whatsoever? Mm-hmm. Would that make you happier?
Do we? That's early.
An early call.
Okay. Maybe it's Marie. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, is this me on the air?
Who are you looking for? Yayo?
This is Dan from New Jersey.
Oh, this is Dan from New Jersey. I know Dan from New Jersey. What up, buddy?
How you doing? Are we still on the topic of a woman that slipped the drugs to her son through her mouth?
Yes.
That's pretty wild. the oxycodone is too new for me. I remember the Quaalude days, though. I'm sure you do as well over there in the studio.
Dan, you and I got serious. We had a time with some Quaaludes.
You guys used to pass drugs between yourself and your mom.
We used to pass drugs between our friends' girlfriends. And Dan is referring to a time when we were all on Quaaludes, and my best friend walked in and found me, his girlfriend, and our other friend's girlfriend in bed together.
Damn. Dan, where was I at?
Dan, is there any advice to this question?
Yeah, Dan, what do you think about this woman that passed the drugs?
Well, I know that oxys are kind of expensive. I was just wondering if she had to felch them to get them back from him.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
that's yikes.
That's well, okay.
Do you know what felching is?
No, that's the
it's
New
something
Jersey.
With the vagina.
No.
It's definitely not.
No. Felching is when you actually would, I can't believe I know this, and this is horrible, but you would stick a, like after you have anal sex, you would then stick a straw and suck the semen out.
I don't know, it was a verb. It's a verb?
I'm just happy now I have a name for it.
Marie, you walked in just in time.
I I've been feeling a little sick, and this is making me even sicker.
Okay, we got Dan on the phone, but our first story is about a woman that in jail passed drugs to her 30-year-old son by French kissing him.
And obviously we got from there to felching.
Well, of course.
She could have put him in her vagina. That would have been worse.
There's an R in the word vagina?
What do you got?
Number one question that came to my mind is, was his mom hot?
See, here's the thing. There is a picture, and I will pass this over. It is so not hot. Like, if you look this picture up online... This woman, no, it is not good.
Okay, there's no chance I'm going to get your name correct, and I'm not going to spend the rest of the show. So I'm going to call you Big A. Big A, how hot does your mom have to be for you?
First of all, my name starts with an E.
Oh,
with Big A, I still spelled it wrong.
That's nice. You couldn't even get an initial right.
You know what my question is?
Yes.
How was the plan? What was the conversation for the actual plan to set this up? You know what I mean? Like, listen, I'm going to come see you. I can't sneak him in my ass, so I'm going to put him in my mouth and just act like you're happy to see me.
That is not, well.
Yeah, I think here's the thing. It's kind of disgusting to French kiss your mother. So here's my advice. And Dan, you tell me if you agree. You arrange a conjugal visit, and at least then you can go down on her. That's a little better.
Yeah. First of all, I have to disagree.
But the only way you can have a conjugal visit in that manner is if the judge found you guilty as a motherfucker.
Hey! We like it, Dan.
How did the kid get the drugs in his mouth?
No, the mom. The kid was in jail. Are you paying attention?
No.
The kid was in jail. The mom came to visit. She had the oxycodone in her mouth, and she French kissed her son to pass them.
Oh.
I don't think it's a big deal. I really don't even think I know why we're talking about this.
Well, maybe
I
mean, he's in pain.
Because that's our show, Vic.
Prison is painful. Prison's painful.
Okay. First of all, the woman, I looked at the photo and I would say that she's hot, and I just agree with you that she's not. And if she colored her hair, she could be like almost a model.
But
what?
A mother. Model ugly woman. Yes.
Yes.
A model airplane. Uh-huh. Well,
I've been with ugly old women.
Now that I look at the picture, I would have just, if I was the son, I would have just had to get caught. I'd be like, you got to spit this shit out. There's no way I'm kissing
right,
you.
Right, exactly. No, wait, you've been with ugly women?
Mostly, yes. The ugliest woman I've got with had a big mole on her back and lower white back hair.
And a penis. She also had a penis.
Leroy.
Are you sure you weren't with the son that is currently in jail? All right.
I always check.
Well, listen, we are... Okay, go ahead.
She must be like a chipmunk or something. How many pills is she storing those cheeks?
She is a little puffy.
She's a little puffy. That's what happens with
her. Is anyone... You've taken OxyContin?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I have not.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Have you?
Yes. Mm-mm.
Where'd you get it?
Are you confusing yourself with Rush Limbaugh?
Well,
I
made out with a guy in a softball field, and then it turns out that there was OxyContin in my mouth when I was done. Oh, no, wow. I had sold the surgery, so I had it for that.
Okay, well, listen, we're going to move on. But for Dan, if you want to hang, if you have something you want to add to this one, this is another person who had some legal trouble. All right?
Okay, yeah, I'll hang
in
there.
Okay, just all right. Says a Guatemalan woman was arrested at Panama's international airport as she tried to enter the country with more than $31,000 in cash stashed inside her stomach. The 44-year-old, whose identity was withheld, was arrested when police conducted an X-ray of the woman, who they said was acting in a suspicious way. They said at least 39 different bundles that had been in her stomach were recovered by police, and that was estimated at over $31,000. She was then detained and held while she is expected to expel the remaining bundles at the hospital. They said authorities will then determine... What was that?
It was all in nickels, too, wasn't it?
Oh! Mm-mm. Nice. So the suspicious behavior was that weird chinking sound. You know, chink.
Chinking? Was it an Asian baby?
Asian cash? Yeah. Now, here's the worst part. They're waiting for her to expel the rest so they can get a final count of the money.
They gave her prune juice.
Worst accounting job ever.
Exactly. All I can think of is, since the baby, don't touch the dirty money.
I like it. Yeah, it was a little hard to hear, but he was saying, Finster baby, don't touch the dirty money from Bugs Bunny.
Oh, okay.
But, yes.
Well, I'd rather have a woman expel money from her stomach than a baby.
You see, that's what I was going to say. I actually agree with that. I think this is exactly the kind of woman I want. One with cash inside. Like, most guys complain the woman doesn't pay enough. This chick is, like, filled with money.
Mm-hmm. She's a piggy bank.
Yeah, she's like a cash pinata.
If you saw her picture, she is a piggy.
Was she a heavy-sized woman?
It doesn't show a picture of her.
Do you think a small woman can have $31,000 in her stomach?
It depends on who's... Nothing.
If you put it in my backpack back here...
Depends on how rich the man...
That's true. Marie's like a millionaire-ess.
Yeah,
but it depends on how rich the guy is.
That's why women have vaginas.
Well, you know what? They're not
to hold their money.
They're not purses, Vic. Okay.
Well, see, but think about it. If this chick was going to have like a domestic violence call, you could just claim it's like I thought it was a pinata.
Oh my god! Where'd she get the money from?
It didn't say.
Oh.
Does that mean you got to hit her with a stick?
Now that's great.
I would hit her with my stick, all right.
It's like immaculate conception, but the cool kind.
But why is it illegal for her to have money in her stomach?
She'll
like, if that's where she wants to have her purse, then whatever.
But that's $31,000.
So, how, like, does it say that it's
well, when you come in
cash
from a country, don't they make you declare if you have, like, you can only carry a certain amount of money?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, you're only allowed 10 grand in cash when you enter the United States.
That's stupid.
And you got to swallow the other 21,000.
Maybe she misunderstood. They said you can't have more than 10 cash on hand.
So that's
they
not
didn't say in your bowels.
That's right.
You know?
That's right. In your purse.
But Marie,
that's a shitty story, Vic. I know.
So she's shitting out a bundle of cash over there.
Since Marie doesn't feel so bad about it, the next time I leave out of the country and come back, why don't you just meet me at the, you know.
You want me to be a mule? I'll be a mule.
Do you really need a woman to store a buck 78?
I did see a picture of this woman. Yeah, she weighs like 600 pounds. Talk about a cash cow.
All right, well, listen.
I'm sorry.
Dan, I'm going to let you go, bud, because we got the show to do here, but I want to thank you for calling in, man.
You got it. I just want to say, maybe she's just like a human ATM machine where you swipe your card between her ass cheeks and the money shoots out of her vagina or something. I don't know.
That would be good if we actually did it with the nickels. Mm.
Poor credit card.
I love listening to the show, and I'm going to be tuned in for the rest of the hour.
All right, cool, man.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling in.
He wanted to make her a slot machine? Is that what he wanted to do?
Basically.
Yes. I like that idea. All right.
Boy, the background noise is so crazy.
These people with smuggling, though, there's all kinds of smuggling stories in the news. Like, did you guys see this one? This was on Facebook. Someone, one of our listeners shared it with me. And it says, a prisoner at Wolcata Jail in Colombo, Sri Lanka, got into trouble this week when he attempted to slide a smuggled cell phone in his rectum. Ugh. It says the 58-year-old convict had concealed the phone along with a hands-free headset in his body cavity. The items were discovered when prison guards heard a suspicious ringing.
Can you hear me now?
Look, so much butt dialing.
Now, a hands-free headset.
That's a lot of ass he's got.
That is a lot of...
He's got a lot of room in that ass.
Like, seriously, Marie, we talk about your butt, but I could see maybe a small cell phone.
Be it a brown tube.
Maybe an old
phone. Yeah, I could see a flip phone.
You could see a flip phone?
A flip phone.
All right, as long as you don't see like a 1980s phone.
Did you just really, did you guys hear what Vic said?
No, yeah. And I'm going to kill him about 2 minutes.
No, I said she had a brown tooth.
Don't pick on me, you...
Again, what's the preparation for all of these stories that I'm hearing today? What's the preparation for all this?
H.
Like, okay, how do
H
you
is
just
the preparation?
How do you prepare?
That brings us to our sponsor, AdamandEve.com.
So there was a thing in her ass, in her piece. That's it.
No, a guy had a cell phone in his butt.
A cell phone and a headpiece.
Headgear.
So like that thing, the headphones that you're wearing, those were in his ass.
Why does he need headgear? Like headphones for jail. Like you could just like, why are you fancy?
That's
where are you walking
you don't
around
get caught.
To?
You don't want
to
get caught. I mean, I'm so, saying like I know. Like
what is
I'm
it like a,
phones
right?
on
a Bluetooth
ass.
Or something?
Yeah,
or,
listen, I will go with the stereotype that black guys are late. I will not go with they're all in jail.
Because we've got one here is not.
Right.
Well, I've had a lot of family members in jail.
Have you?
Yeah, I have.
I'm glad that you're so happy about it.
I mean, well, they're not anymore, but they've all taken a
That's
trip.
That's great. The cute little white chicks, like, oh yeah, thugs, yeah, exactly. All of them. I got nothing but thugs in my family.
That's just cousin Louie.
Well, Italian, sort of white, a little sort off white. Off whites have a lot.
Yeah, you.
Well, I was gonna say, Gary's not in jail, but I did see he had an ankle bracelet.
Aren't you born with a little ankle bracelet?
I would rather be born with an ankle bracelet than a bag of fucking oranges.
And a blower. And a blower, right?
A snow blower.
Yeah, where is, because it is interesting. Where are you from?
What are you?
Mexican.
Oh, okay.
I was born in.
I thought you were going to say something like creative. Like
no, it's boring Mexican.
I'm sorry. All right.
Mexican.
Wait, I'm just curious. Gary, you acted like you really are wearing a bracelet, are you?
No,
Okay.
I'm just one of those type of people that when people snap, I love to snap back.
That's fine. But, you know, what I have learned is several of Marie's family have those very ankle bracelets.
They've all had bracelets.
Gifts. They give them as gifts.
They all use the same one. One is 16.
Like, when you see my brother, it's just like, oh, come on down. No, I can't pass this area. I can't go past this area, the bushes. That's it. Yeah. When you go to his house.
Those pass them down from family, from dad to son. Yeah.
They all use the same.
Yeah, you're a man now, so here you go.
I was wondering when everyone in Marie's family. You notice everyone in Marie's family keeps their phone in their ass now?
That's nice. And they kiss their mom to pass the pills.
Clearly, if there's any advice for this, though, look, you know, it's a win-win. Just put your phone on vibrate.
That would be beneficial, actually.
You'd be prison gay?
Yeah, but at least you'd gay different, yourself. You'd different gay kind of yourself. Gay. It would be
so,
different.
So the other prisoners frown on you if you have it on vibrate? All right, well, listen, I want to remind all our listeners that you are hearing us on Extreme Talk XM, channel 165. We air every Saturday, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you are hearing us on XM, but you would like to call in and be part of the show, you have to listen on skidrowstudios.com, and our phone number here 800-893-9562. And please do make sure that you like us on Facebook and subscribe free at the iTunes store. Vic, you want to say something?
Yeah, I was just curious. In this last story, it brought back a memory. You're talking about...
yes, you've got about, lots of stuff.
Of course,
something
it did.
Up the ass. And I was just curious here with our panel, who here has ever stuck something odd up their ass?
And there's the quiet time.
Very fucking awkward.
What's the oddest thing you've stuck up your ass?
Look, Vic, nobody's nothing. Like you, okay? Yeah. No one.
Wait, y'all is raising his hand.
Everyone's a liar here.
Well, no. It's nothing weird, but
it's an orange.
I did get a colonoscopy on Valentine's Day.
Really?
Valentine's Day.
Did you get a card or flowers, anything?
Yeah, if chocolates? A guy in the alley does it, it's not a colonoscopy.
There's two hands on your shoulder.
First of all.
No, I had a colonoscopy, but that doesn't count.
No.
Marie,
no.
You've had something in your butt, I'm sure.
I've had a colonoscopy, too.
No, that's not what we're talking about. I said, what was that you put up? You didn't give yourself a colostomy?
Enema.
Yeah.
That's not odd. Okay.
Then I think what we are learning here, Vic, is you were wrong. We have not all done this.
Exactly. No one shoved Tonka trucks up their ass like you.
Listen,
okay?
I've dated a woman and she shoved a tongue in my ass. But
I've had that. I dated that same woman.
I did not like it.
Really?
I felt violated. You know what I mean? I was helpless.
Can I tell you something?
Can I have her number?
Right now, sir, you should have been married. That's my advice.
Was that a proposal?
I'll answer my own question. The oddest thing I ever put in my ass was a carrot.
Okay.
I'm really nervous about what it is.
Sometimes
going.
I wonder why I have you on the show.
I mean, just for the gross factor. No. What do you mean you stuck a carrot?
Seriously, I was a young kid and I was a young teen. I was really horny.
Is not a young teen.
I was really horny and I was curious. It was a baby carrot.
Oh my God, it was one of those little tiny ones that come in the bag.
Wow. I didn't like it. I did it once. I was curious.
So you were a pedophile.
I was my own self. Well, yeah, right.
You have changed the way I view baby carrots from there.
Go ahead. Right?
I thought you were trying to trap a rabbit.
No, but it wasn't. It brings a hold of me. Like, what's up, Doc?
Oh my God.
I'm going to throw those carrots home. I'm throwing them out.
I literally tossed a salad.
Aren't you afraid that the carrot, baby carrot, was going to get sucked into your butt?
I was a little, but I held on tight.
He had his keys and some other things in
there. Here's what I don't understand. How does Vic manage to make being a vegetarian sound disgusting and unhealthy?
And the other thing is that everyone's so dishonest about in this room is that we all experiment and try
not
things.
Like that.
Not like that.
Yeah, but
no.
I mean, why would we lie to you if we shove something up our butt?
Because it's like people get embarrassed or whatever. I'm not alone on this.
Do you know some of the confessions I have made on this show? And my mother listens.
Well,
what
maybe
possibly?
You blocked it out.
No. I admit to things.
A shampoo bottle.
What about
is that another item
slowly
you've shoved
but surely,
up there?
I'm starting to hear this, getting ready to graduate, to asking you, have you ever had a dick in your
right?
He says no.
No, because I know the answer to that.
That's too real.
I got no problem with the answer to that. No.
Why does Vic have a convenience store in his ass?
He mentioned shampoo.
Right.
He's got a phone. He's got a tech support operator.
Yeah, apparently 7-Eleven isn't the only thing open all night.
He's got the whole world in his ass. Mm-hmm.
You guys can make fun of me, but
We do.
I come here to be vulnerable, and you guys sit here and just...
You come here to be crazy.
No, I just happen to be honest. I use this microphone as truth serum.
This is therapy for Vic.
So just eat serum all over.
All right, well, our next story...
You know, I made love last night.
Our next story is about a woman named Tawana Bourne, and I am not assuming her ethnicity.
Tawana.
But I will look at you because her name is Tawana Bourne.
Is that black?
My name isn't Tawana Bourne.
No.
Is that a black name, Tawana?
Seriously, the Mexican guy's going, not me.
Yeah, like if you said Antonella, I said that's an Italian name. Like I would know.
No, Antonella would be universal.
Tawana is not universal.
You ain't gonna get a whole lot of Tawana Bornsteins. That's right.
I mean,
okay. Well, let's. Cohen.
What does Tawana want?
This is Tawana Bourne's story, and in Newton, Connecticut, which makes her 50% less black.
No, nice,
but. Really.
In Newington, Connecticut, police arrested a woman at a Chuck E. Cheese on Monday after she allegedly pulled a loaded gun during an argument with another parent.
Yes, she's
apparently
black.
Tawana Bourne, age 30, apparently brandished a 380 semi-automatic handgun and chambered around during a verbal altercation at the restaurant. Apparently, a witness who claims to have been the woman on the other end of the gun told the police that the argument began after Bourne's son pushed her two-year-old daughter off of a ride. Now, later in the story, it's apparently Bourne described herself as, quote, a very good person that's very involved in the community. And she claimed this was after she had rediscovered God, conquered a crack cocaine addiction, and pursued her dream of working with children.
But she couldn't handle the ball pit.
Right.
This shit has happened to me. Like, I wanted to pull out a pistol on another mother at the park. It happened a couple months. Yeah.
And she doesn't even have kids.
I have a three-year-old. Yeah. My kid was waiting to go down the slide, and this other mother's kid was just sitting there taking a pill at the end. And so my...
Was the mother French kissing him?
Basically, Oxy. She looked like she was on Oxy. And then my kid decided to... I said, wait. And he went down the slide. And he tapped her a little bit. And the mother was just like, oh, your kid was doing... I don't know what the fuck she was talking about. And I was just
well, of course not. She sounded like that.
She really sounded like that. She was foreign. I had no idea.
Mexican. She was foreign.
She was Charlie Brown's teacher.
Hey, Biggie, did you have a kid at the park?
No, it wasn't Mexican. It was different foreign. And so, and I said, could we not argue in front of the kids? No, you stupid kid. It was like, oh, I said, if we want to like point fingers, your kid, like, there's a process to this. You go up the slide, you come down the slide. And it ended with, because she wouldn't stop. I was like, look, you give your kid to your husband and I'll give mine to mine and we'll meet outside this park. I really said that.
That's awesome.
And then some woman was looking on and I went up to her. I was like, can you believe this woman over here? And she was like, moo. I was like, oh my God, you're together.
And then Marie's like on her cell phone going, Uncle Vinny, I'm going to need that ankle bracelet. Uncle Vinny.
I could have taken her.
It's nice. Marie leaves the park, her knuckles are all bloody.
I was like a chihuahua salivating.
Your kid must be pretty well behaved though, because he is probably scared shitless of you.
No, he's not scared of me.
He walks around like a mafia kid. Are you kidding me?
He is pretty fierce though. Yeah.
His middle name is Big Pussy.
His actual name. There's no middle name involved. Okay.
Now, the first story, that was definitely a black person. That was a black woman arguing with a white
woman. We have
a
caller. All right.
Why? Because she had a gun?
Go on.
Hold on, caller.
And then she justified everything. Now, see, I'm trying to get myself together and all of that.
Right. Well, at least she conquered her cocaine addiction. I don't know that I want her working with kids. Like, if you've got a semi-automatic, maybe, you know, kid care isn't your calling.
And the weird part is this was in that town, Newton, right?
Oh, no. Newington.
I thought that's what you said.
No, Newington. No. Different.
Connecticut.
Yeah.
What's with Connecticut?
I don't know.
Guns.
I think it happens everywhere. I think you get so frustrated because you're so tired of these stupid people. And you just, I don't have any weapons. Oh, I have a bat.
This is from a woman who threatened someone in a parking lot to get back to
No, this is why I don't carry a gun, because I would shoot people. But go ahead, caller. You're on the air.
Hello. How are you?
I'm doing well. Who do we have?
My name is Mike.
Hey, Mike. Thanks for calling Bad Advice. You got a question for us?
Nice fake name.
I have a question about Valentine's Day.
All right. Let's have it.
If you've never told the person that you're with that you love them yet, is it bad to do it on Valentine's Day, or is that putting pressure on the person that you're telling?
Oh, my God. Okay.
What's his name?
No, Mike, we can make this one quick. Yes. First of all, I don't think you should ever tell the person you love them. Ever.
Really? Ever?
No, never. As soon as you say, if you're in a relationship, as soon as you say, I love you, what I want you to do is start hearing that little ticking sound. Because that's the timer towards the end of your relationship and the time that you have any balls left.
You got to devalue it. I say it to everybody for everything.
Me too.
Really?
Yeah. The guy at the liquor store gives me some beer. I'm like, I love you so much, man. Everybody.
Mike gives you beer? Mike? Mike? Mike?
Hello?
Yeah, this is Vic. You came for advice? Is that what you came for?
Be nice.
Is that what you want?
Be nice.
I'm going to give you some.
Okay.
How long have you been with this lady?
Almost a year.
Okay. And have you guys made love?
Yes.
A year,
of course,
Vic.
He has. They're
speed
not
it
like
up.
You.
It's a fair question.
They actually have sex
speed
with their
up.
Men.
Okay. Here's the deal, Mike. The bad advice is fuck her sister. The good advice is you need to tell her you love her on Valentine's Day. You can never go wrong. There's no pressure on her at all. She doesn't have to say anything. Don't say to her, do you love me?
Hey, hey, when you go on a different show for good advice, you can fucking give that advice.
I gave him both.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, Mike, do you want to
Yeah.
Do you want to practice on me and tell me you love me? Because I really need to hear it.
Because her husband's smart enough to not do it. All right, go ahead.
Tell me you freaking love me, you bitch.
All right, you know, because we got a lot of questions to get to, so go ahead.
But tell her you love her, but after you have sex with her. Right?
Have sex with her first.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, go on.
Hello. All right.
I'd like to say I love you to that girl.
Oh, to Marie? All right, I'm going to let you tell Marie you love her, and then we're going to move on because we got a lot of questions to get to.
I mean it, punk.
Go ahead, Mike. You got 10 seconds to tell Marie you love her.
Marie, I just wanted to tell you, ever since we worked together on set, I've always loved you, and I didn't know how to say it.
I always knew. I love you too, Mike.
All right.
Well, listen, Mike, stranger.
We got to go, but thanks for calling, man. I will talk to you soon.
Hey, it was Marco. Bye.
Yeah, we know Marco.
Were we just pranked?
Yes. Mm. He's a punk.
We know. All right. Last story. I want to get to this one fast, and then we're going to get on to questions. Ron, I want to thank all our listeners on Sirius XM. It is, well, XM 165 Extreme Talk. You're hearing us. It's not live. You're listening to us Saturday, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You're hearing us live right here on SkidRowStudios.com. This story I freaking love. This one says, Andrew Mendoza of Donovan, Texas, was waiting for his girlfriend to call one night, and he told himself that if he didn't hear from her, he would go next door and, quote, mess with the neighbor's horse. Well, she didn't call. The document then details the encounter in graphic detail before he stated, quote, I was trying to make the horse have a baby. I was thinking it would have some kind of horseman baby.
Oh, my God.
He said, I ain't going to lie. I blew a nut in that horse.
Wow. Yet he's surprised that this chick didn't show up. This guy's crazy. No,
his chick was the horse.
Oh, my God. I love that he blew a nut in her.
That could have been Marco. I ain't going to lie. I blew a nut in that horse. But there's two parts to that story that I love. There's the I blew a nut in that horse, but he was trying to make a horseman.
A baby.
Well, first of all,
the scientist.
I think when your story
Minotaur.
Is I blew a nut in a horse, we're pretty sure you didn't lie.
Right. So.
Vic, have you ever blown a nut in a horse?
No, I think Vic. The closest I've come is
making love to a stuffed animal giraffe.
Wow. Vic has been in a horse costume and just waited.
I'm wondering if Vic was a little horseman baby.
Yeah, maybe you are though.
It's a selfish act because the horse couldn't feel anything.
You don't know that.
Unlikely. No, a horse vagina is like a small condo.
How do you know it was vagina? Maybe it was ass.
I heard the horse did say nay.
I believe they say
nay.
That's funny.
Is that a term that you guys use, bust a nut? Is that what, like...
No, I hate women say that, and I hate women talk like that. Women talk about...
Are you serious?
Busting a nut, yeah, at least Mexican chola kind of girls.
No, really? They sound classy.
They say, bust a nut in me or
something? I want to get head. Like, a guy going down on a chick is getting head, too.
Are you serious?
Yeah, really? That's all.
So, Mexican chicks are like dudes?
The ghetto ones or the short ones.
Never mind the penis. But
I gotta get me one of them.
I don't know if they go that white, Drew.
We've talked about this before, but I don't kind of understand why it's against the law to make love to an animal. I mean, I've never done it.
Really?
Yeah, I really
don't understand.
Oh, wow. Have you noticed that in this broadcast, there's a lot of moments of silence after Vic talks?
I'm like, this is what we do?
It's not something I'd want to participate in, but, you know, animals don't have a lot to do. And if you
you know what? That's a good point.
I mean, they're just standing around.
Look, that's what chew toys and all of that shit's for.
Animals can't pay rent. They got to earn their keep somehow. Right?
I get it.
Wow. Never remind me to never let y'all fucking house sit and watch my dog.
That's exactly what I say week after week on this show.
I'm not into it, but I could understand why it could happen.
I don't want you anywhere near my house if you can understand it.
I've seen your dog. It's not my dog.
She's beautiful.
Yeah, but I can see the beauty in an animal, but I would never make love to
that animal. He's more into male dogs.
Okay, then you would just grudge fuck it.
I have I have to say that some animals are actually asking for it, though, because my cat, yes, my cat rapes me a little bit. Like she,
with
like,
her eyes?
No, she, with her hands. She's all over me, and she's like biting, true. Licking me,
that's not your cat,
and
that's
eating
Vic.
Me.
Yeah. Yeah. That's Vic's sandy little tongue.
That's a little scrapey sound.
Hold on, we got. What do you
I used to have a female cat that rub her butt on me. Really? Sometimes.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing about animals. Yeah. They taunt you.
Yeah, exactly. You know,
they flirt
it's
with
how
you.
They dress.
No, they flirt with you. Yeah. They try and get a rise out of you. And then if a guy, you know, or a woman makes a move, suddenly it's against the law.
They're jailbait. Yeah.
Well, there was one time I accidentally spilled some mayonnaise on my lap and my dog came and licked it out. And,
see?
Accidentally.
By the way,
and it was so strategically accidentally placed. That was the weird thing.
With a knife.
Yeah. On the tip of your penis.
I want to be clear on something up here. Vic Cohen, don't believe that people should have sex with animals. And I think that it should be an animal that wants to have sex if it were to happen.
Okay,
Mitt Romney flip-flopper. Yeah. What the hell are you talking about?
He's making it sound like the animals have consent
for
it.
Yeah, I was going to say, exactly. When you show me where the dog wrote a one-page letter explaining it was ready, then we're fine with that. But until that happens, shut up.
I walked in on Vic, and he was 69ing with a goat.
No.
The whole thing ended. You called a goat a tease and you took off. And I remember thinking,
if a dog's humping your leg all the time, that's a come on.
Okay, listen, guys, we got questions to get to. If you want to join us for one of these questions, you can call us 800-893-9562. But remember, you can also submit them online at the Bad Advice Facebook page. Also on Twitter, Drew's Bad Advice. Our first question was from Gilda in Sun Valley.
Oh, yeah.
Gilda wrote and said, my husband and I have been married for 10 years. He was raised a Mormon, but he has not been a practicing Mormon for as long as I've known him. He just recently decided to go back to it. He even started wearing the garments. Now, when we have sex, we have to have a sheet between us. What do I do?
I thought that was a Jewish thing. I didn't know it was a Mormon thing, too.
I didn't even know it was a Jewish thing.
I think it's an ugly wife. That's an ugly wife thing.
Is that what you use the excuse, you guys?
I think this is Mitt Romney's wife.
I usually put a pillowcase over her head.
That's because you kidnapped her.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't know that the Mormons use chloroform.
What's a pillowcase for her or for you? I don't know.
I mean, yeah, that's the thing. I would say if there's a sheet between, like that's like the Mormon version of a, you know, a one bagger. You know, the coyote date. You know what those things are, right?
No.
Coyote date is where you sleep with a woman and in the morning you look over and she's asleep on your arm, but you just want to get out of there. You don't want to disturb her, so you chew your own arm off.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. That's extreme, but I like it.
Yeah.
I usually just put them out that night after I'm finished.
maybe the sheet is just he feels is a better religious practice or a nicer religious practice than praying, please don't let me throw up on my ugly wife.
So Gilda's unhappy with this? Is that the point? I missed the point of the question.
All right, why don't you take a restroom break?
Sign up for Dolly. Ashley Madison.
There's a uniform?
And go find a partner.
No, final advice here, Gilda. Listen, if you're unhappy, let him fuck one of his other wives.
Oh, they're polygamous?
I'm assuming all Mormons are.
Yes, that's
you're
going
to get in trouble for that.
That's
one.
Not true.
Okay, here we go. This one, our next one is from Rita in Belmont. Rita wrote in and said, my husband is constantly trying to pluck his nose hairs whenever we're in the car. People stare. He says it's the perfect place for it since the mirror is right there. Why does he have to be so disgusting?
Because men are disgusting.
Easy.
Gross.
Easy.
You guys are gross. You leave your shit everywhere.
Too. No. Yeah.
No, we're not nasty. The only non-gross guy is Drew, because I know he's like OCD, like neat freak.
I was about to say, I totally do this in the car.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and for that very reason. Here's the thing. I can go through my entire day and never notice like nose hairs, but when I'm in the car and the mirror's right there, it's like, I see that sucker.
But would you
I'm
do that with lie. A woman
I'd
there?
Do it too.
No, no, yeah, I wouldn't do it with a woman.
If that's your lady, so what?
What the hell? I'm not going to pick ass
women,
hairs out.
Women, y'all shit with the door.
Ass on the subway.
My advice.
Oh, yes. Wow.
My advice to her is to love her man and pluck out his nose hairs for him.
Well, that's nice.
While he's driving?
Yeah. With her teeth.
both hands on the wheel. She plugs in the nose. It's safer.
I guess she should get a pot of wax and just like rip it out. I think that's what
she First of all, how hairy is this guy's nose?
I know. What's a forest up there?
It's an Armenian nostrils.
It is an Armenian. Totally.
He's not Armenian, but his nostrils are.
Bro, oh my God, buddy.
You know, some of our listeners are very proper and nice, and then some of them, like when they write the questions, but, and then some of them we get the other side, like this one. My wife snores and it makes my dick go soft as a noodle. I'm thinking of dumping the fat whore. Thoughts?
Oh my God, that's awesome.
Felipe in Cuba.
Oh, wow.
If your nickname for your wife is fat whore, your relationship's probably on the way out, Felipe. So,
no, I think that's just it's a bailout. His dick goes hard without the snoring. That's a bailout, Felipe. Come on, dude.
Yeah, I think it's a cute name.
Okay, yeah, he needs to stop trying to fuck his wife while she's sleeping.
Well, that's the only time he can be attracted to her.
That's the best pussy to take.
If you're fucking her while she's sleeping, you're a rapist, Felipe.
No, I don't think so.
No,
I think
necrophilia.
No, it's like she's not talking. It's so much easier to get aroused when she's not talking.
You guys talk so freaking much. I don't want to hear it.
But you know what, though? One thing I've learned, because I do that with my girl. When she sleep, I mean...
Rape her?
No.
Save this tape.
It's not rape if you're married.
Exactly,
oh
but I'm not
God.
Married.
No, I didn't. I mean, okay, you know, Vic, you should not have said that.
Yeah, Drew, you don't want that.
That was Drew Marks who said that. Drew Marks.
Drew will be accused of the next 35 reps in L.A.
God.
No, it's times where when I'm turned on, she may be asleep, and, you know, she has her back to me, and I'm excited, and I'll, you know, beat my little head
okay,
on her.
Okay, he's using gestures with his hand right now.
Bless on radio. I can tell you this, Marie. If we were sleeping in the same bed, and we were, like,
she would have kids.
And you had that thing backed up against me?
Yes.
You'd be asleep and I'd be tapping on you constantly.
Mm-hmm. She could be in another room and have that thing backed up against you.
I'd rather hear a woman fart than burp. I mean, burp than snore. I just don't like it and I feel for everything going on here.
No, I actually do agree with it.
It's such a turnoff.
I've broken up with women. If a woman snores, I'm a very light sleeper. I wake up if someone looks at me. Mm-hmm. So if a woman snored, yes, Felipe, you should totally break up with her. And not just because she's a fat whore.
No, but that's
that's one of the reasons.
Have her lose some weight. Maybe she'll stop snoring.
But I don't
that's
understand exactly what you her problem guys. Is. Why does it go to your genitalia about snoring? I don't understand how that's
feminine,
a sexual thing.
It's not feminine. It's not dainty. It's
so it's masculine when a man
angry
does
at me.
It?
No, I don't
mad.
Do it. I don't do it.
I'm not going to fuck a man when he snores either.
I bet you're a snorer. Are you a snorer?
It is masculine for a man to
snore.
It is not. It's gross.
It's horrible.
I'm not saying it's great, but it's masculine.
Don't you get your snore on me, Vic.
You know what?
It's like a man having a six pack.
Do you snore?
No, but since I'm Mexican, I sleep all the time.
Then you're not a real Mexican.
Even while working.
I snore while I'm mowing grass, so that way you can't tell.
Do you do my house? Because it looks like
I'm on your lawn, yes.
Sexual I'm also impressed we have a listener in Cuba.
We have listeners all over the place.
We don't know the translation, though. In Cuban, fat whore might be a compliment.
That's a compliment.
Queen,
that's true.
Yeah.
She might be delicious.
If I called you a fat whore in Spanish, you'd be happy with that?
No, I'd cut your balls.
Wow.
How do you say fat whore in Spanish?
Puta gorda.
Ooh, that sounds hot.
Don't do that.
See?
She's going to cut your balls off.
Right now, did you hear that weird little squishing sound?
No, that sounds like some shit you serve up with fucking tomatoes and
yeah,
some pico de gallo and shit.
Puta gorda.
I would dip a chip in that.
All right. Well, I'm glad we were able to help Felipe. Here's our next one. This one, when I say we have listeners all over, this is Dawn in Fort Lauderdale. Dawn wrote and says, last night, my 10-year-old son walked in on me giving oral sex to his father. He must have stood there and watched for at least 2 minutes. How do I explain to him what happened and what he saw without destroying him for life?
Too late.
She needs to tell her son that that's why they're still married.
That's a good point.
Or tell him that he had an owie and she was just making it better.
Blowing on his boo-boo.
You know?
Daddy deflated like the raft. Mommy's blowing him back up.
Wait a minute. You guys, how is no one addressing the fact that this
two
kid
minutes.
Watched for 2 minutes?
Well,
no, that means that the mom, that means she was really getting it in. And dad was, he had his eyes closed.
This is mother of the year. This is totally mother of the year. This woman was giving head, and even when the kid is standing, she goes, I'm going to finish this. Either that, or the father was like, had his hands in her hair and was like, don't even think about it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so she saw him?
Yeah. Oh. The kid, the boy watched for two. Is that ever, how many minutes has your son watched you?
Oh, stop it.
That's a fair question.
None.
Really? You don't know? Never.
He's a really heavy sleeper, so.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Angie's like, and I don't do that to the husband.
That ship has sailed. No, I walked in on my parents having sex when I was six.
Really?
That true? Never do that. Yeah. Really?
Who, were they? Was he on top of her?
I don't. You know what? It was like a blurry image. Maybe
she's still
five.
Blind in one eye.
I just remember seeing them like both naked at the same.
What's going
time.
On with that? What are you doing with the arms? is your dad one of those inflatable things outside a car sale? What is that thing?
I don't know. I'm trying to get a visual. I'm going back
How
in
old
time.
Are you?
I need a do-do-do-do-do.
Crazy parent sex guy.
I think I was maybe four or five.
How do you know they were having sex?
Because they were like, there was lots of noises. I didn't know until later in my life what it was. Because it was, I thought she was like being hurt.
Did they address it with you? Or did
no, they were like, get out.
Or we'll hit you with this bat.
These are Brooklyn parents.
No.
Gary, what do you got?
I've actually heard my parents having sex. And it's funny. I guess it's different because in black families, you know, black men, when we have sex, we have to illustrate, and we have to make noise, and we have to talk to that thing. So
really,
that
thing.
Actually,
what's that thing?
The wife.
Oh, okay. No, I'm glad we're an object.
The captive.
The vagina.
Attached to a blood vessel.
What'd your dad say?
He was just like, "You like it?" And I heard him smacking her ass, and I was like, "This is my mom."
Unfortunately, mom never spoke up. He then heard, "Yeah, that was pretty cool."
Awesome.
Did it give you sexual issues?
Pass me a beer.
Sexual issues in your...
Do I?
Do you have issues with women?
He'll only have sex with his mom.
Do they all look like your mother?
No. I don't have sexual issues, except I like sex all the time.
Gary,
that's the only issue.
Gary, be honest.
No.
This is important. Mm-hmm. Did you pleasure yourself while you were listening?
No!
Oh, my God.
You are sick. Be
but
honest.
I did.
It's a fair question.
It's not a fair question.
It is. No, side note, because it was sickening.
When Vic asked that question, a baby carrot popped out of his head.
So that was
I thought that was a salad. I didn't know what that was. What do you have, a salad shooter up there? What's happening?
Seriously, if he had considered pleasuring himself to something like that, you know that person is ending up in jail.
Yeah. No, yeah. You never know.
Yeah, you do.
Schoolyards and stuff.
Did you look at your mom differently?
I looked at her very differently.
How old were you?
She's like, 40. Mom, you whore.
I was in my early teens.
Oh, he was a teenager. That's totally different.
Did you high-five your dad after?
No, because I was
sitting there. Give me some. What?
Did you respect them more afterwards?
No. Nah, I just was like, ugh. You know, that's your parents and they're like having sex.
It's weird.
Not even having decency enough to even gag her or some shit like that.
Vic, this is why we don't have more black people on the show, because I am always fearful that one of them is going to kill you.
It's quite possible.
I want to be successful. I don't. I can't kill him.
Mm-hmm. I want to be successful.
That's all that's stopping.
Yeah. Kill right. A little Jewish guy.
Well, on to our next question. This is from Ethan in San Carlos. Ethan wrote it and said, "My wife wants me to let her younger brother come and live with us. He's getting out of jail and he's a registered sex offender. She says it's not as bad as it sounds. He just had sex with a 16-year-old when he was 18. He spent the last 6 years in jail. What should I do?"
Did he go to jail for the sex offending?
Yes.
You should see if he still has that girl's number, because she's 22 now.
Yeah.
That's she's harsh.
Ready. She is ready now.
It's a fucking math joke, baby.
That's really harsh.
I don't let him stay there. I mean, listen, I have gotten in trouble and had to do time.
Did you really?
Really? Yeah,
same here.
I actually did. But the thing of it is I mean, well, maybe I should say I will, because people gave me a chance to redeem myself, but I wasn't out fucking little girls and stuff like that. I wasn't out fucking little boys either.
You just robbed some shit, right? That's all.
See,
dude.
Oh,
no.
I stuck my finger in a little Italian girl's boob.
Stay
tall. Why is that a crime?
Arms length.
She kept saying no.
Yeah, that's not fair on her part.
I wouldn't let him use your computer. If that kid comes in, don't let, like, I won't, you, anything borderline illegal, I won't look up on my computer until I go to your house.
And log in under your name and everything.
Does this person have kids? Is that why they're worried?
It doesn't say.
Oh, well, what's the big deal?
Just really?
Here's the thing. I don't think the fact that he had sex with a 16-year-old when he was 18 is the problem. The problem is he just spent 6 years in jail.
Oh,
so he may not have been fucked up before.
First of all, this story whoever wrote this is so has does not have all the information. You don't go
they
6
don't.
Years
no.
when you're 18
Mm-mm.
for having sex with a 60 maybe it was
yes,
a 6-year-old. No,
no,
you
2
don't
years
get 6
older?
Years.
Yeah,
6
no.
years. No.
That's
but you know what if he did
time.
He may have had priors. He may have had other shit and he was just like, "You know what?
Yeah, if he had priors, that's
down.
Different."
Maybe the 16-year-old was a judge's daughter.
right. There's
or
that.
Maybe it was his girlfriend.
Oh, yeah, that's also possible.
Okay, well, the final piece of advice, Ethan, here's what I want you to do. Let the brother come over, but I want you to wear pigtails.
Oh, my God. Seriously.
And if that guy looks at you funky, get him out.
You wouldn't look at the guy with the pigtails funky? Is that
I'm giving him an easy out.
Actually, you made a good point. I would hire, like you said, a decoy.
Yeah, put it like a blow-up doll in the corner or something.
No, I would hire...
You should always do that.
I would hire a woman who looks like she's 12. And just see what he does.
And do the To Catch a Predator. Yeah. Like, oh, hey, guys, no, I just made some lemonade. Come inside. Yeah, that's my laundry.
No, but to be realistic, I think at 18, I mean, he really didn't know what he was doing. And something may have happened where they were like, all right, well, we got to go to court. And then they found out,
We don't know. Like, he may have, as a child, walked in and heard his parents or heard his, just heard his parents having sex. Maybe heard his dad slapping his mom.
See, now I will let you kill him for that. And
right?
I will take
I'm
the blame.
I'm going to shove carrots up his ass.
Yeah, do it, man.
Like, but not baby ones. Yeah. Not, okay, well, listen, we got to move on.
Shove all of Whole Foods up his ass. I don't care.
We're going to move on. I just want to remind you one more time. You are listening to us either at skidrowstudios.com or on Extreme Talk XM 165. If you're hearing us on Extreme Talk, but you want to be part of the show, you can listen to us on Skid Row and call in the number 800-893-9562. Please do make sure you subscribe at iTunes and like us on Facebook. Our next question is from Bianca. Bianca said, my husband puts ketchup on everything. It makes me crazy. I work hard to make him something special, then he just pours ketchup all over it. Why can't he just enjoy the taste of the food?
Bianca, you whiny bitch.
Yeah, you are such a bitch, Bianca. I hate you.
Apparently, he is not banging her correctly.
Now, well, you can, if she's concerned that her food is, that her cooking is not good, when he goes down on her, does he pour ketchup in there?
Fine question.
I think she has ketchup 1 week out of the month.
Oh.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, he did.
That didn't even 50th. Sound good in Spanish.
Yeah, you should. Here's the thing. If he'd actually said that in Spanish, it would have sounded better.
Anything you say in Spanish sounds sexy.
What's
name?
Something the guy.
Bianca.
Bianca, real quick, you're a bitch. This guy.
Why is she a bitch?
She's a bitch. You know
why?
What? Because, you know what? That's so nitpicky.
Ketchup is garbage.
It doesn't matter.
One at a time, guys.
Bianca, you're never going to be happy. This guy, I hate you as much as I'm sure he hates you. At this point, he's probably doing it just to piss you off, and you are such a see you next Tuesday.
You're such a... No, you're such
a worm.
You're
a worm. You've never made a lovely meal for somebody, and what if they just took out, like, a big barrel of,
it doesn't
like,
mean it means anything. I love A1. I put A1 on a lot of stuff, and it's a compliment.
You're wrong.
A1's my favorite sauce. It's
you're wrong, and I'm going to tell you... I'm guessing with all the things you do, A1 is not your favorite sauce.
It does burn.
All right, let me tell you something. Okay, and I don't know about the rest of you. I am a good cook. I like to cook. You're Italian. You cook?
Yes,
okay.
I'm a very good cook.
To a person who is a good cook, there is nothing worse. Now, the only thing you should put ketchup on are hamburgers, french fries, and eggs. That's it.
Eggs.
Thank you.
Yes.
If I made a delicious and sauce and some jerk off put ketchup on my sauce, I would
you want to stab him in the face.
Well, why would you? I'm sorry. I'm going to say real quick.
If you go to an expensive, if I take a girl to an expensive restaurant and we order some really good food and that bitch reaches over and starts pouring ketchup on it, I'm going to strangle her.
White trash.
Both you two people, Drew, Marie, you're both over controlling and obnoxious. That has nothing to do with you. All someone wants to put on their fucking food.
Thank you.
You guys are too controlling and it makes me pissed. Yeah. What are you going to micromanage everyone's life?
Turn off Vic's mic. He doesn't know what the hell he's talking about.
Here's my food.
I think we need to call his therapist right now.
I know, right?
He's got veins popping out of his head.
No, that's crazy. I mean, if you fix it and I'm going to eat, why do you want me to feed it
to
me?
You are not fixing it with ketchup. Do you understand?
I will never eat at your house.
And that's the reason. Go ahead.
Well, grown people could put whatever they want on their food, right? You can tell a grown person what to do. I put tapatio on everything.
That's because you're Mexican. It's assumed.
Yeah. No, it's because you guys.
Tapatio. I mean, listen.
First of all, I'm not even convinced you guys are good cooks. I ate at your house once, Drew. All you made was a shitty steak. Anyone could fuck a steak.
Anyone can put it. I am going to stab you in your beady little eye.
You get the front and I'll shove shit up his ass.
Drew, seriously, you make me a decent meal, then I'll tell you, I'll give you credit. Anyone can put a slab of meat on a grill.
May
okay,
I say this
throw
real quick.
A potato in the oven.
To prove Vic wrong, I do not believe it is worth it to invite him over for dinner.
And I have cooked for Gus on numerous occasions.
Gus?
He is a good cook, but if he tells me I can't use ketchup, I will put three times more ketchup on his fucking meal.
Exactly. I'm going to make a promise on the air that next week I'm going to bring you something to eat. You little worm. And you're going to fucking eat it and love it. And you're going to eat those words that I'm not
And I'm making
cook.
You a promise I'm bringing a bottle of ketchup.
And I'll cut
Yeah,
you.
Except that it'll have already been shoved halfway up his ass.
Exactly.
Did you notice how Marie with the head roll turned into a freaking Ricky Lake cat?
I was all chicken neck peck peck.
She got very, very back real quick.
Marie, are you full of shit? Are you going to really bring something?
I'm really fucking bringing you something.
Okay, good. Just don't put any ham in it, please.
Oh my God, are you going to give me your diet list?
I don't like eating a lot. I don't like pork. I'll eat pepperoni.
You want dressing on the side? Listen, what else do you want?
I would remove the baby carrots as well.
Gary?
I'm sorry. He's the type of person I can't go to a drive-thru and order food because he's the one that's like, no pickles, no onions, no tomato,
exactly.
No meat.
Yeah, you can't
this
take
says
him anywhere.
More about you guys than it does about anyone. No. Because you guys are oversensitive and over-controlling, and the fact you want to dictate how people eat your food is absurd.
He's actually right on this one, and he's almost never right. Although I did discover on a show that to just be an asshole to Marie means she's going to cook you dinner. So that's nice.
Hey, wait a minute.
I mean this in the nicest way, but seriously, all you people that think it's okay to just take fine food and throw ketchup on it are uncultured motherfuckers.
Yeah.
I'll say it again, Drew. I've eaten your food. There was nothing fine about it.
Wow. Oh.
But why is it uncultured? Because when you fix food,
he could not be more wrong.
I've never seen anybody get this worked up and still be this unintimidating.
I know.
Shut up, Lou.
It's like a little bee that's going.
Drew, if you're such a great cook, follow and your friend here, Marie's steps, and bring me something.
I would, but here's the thing. I don't like you enough. All right, we are going to move on to the next question because we only have 2 minutes left. This one is a little odd, okay? It says, hi, bad advice.
The other ones are so normal.
Hi, bad advice. I just discovered my boyfriend of 2 years has a collection of over 300 soiled panties, one from every woman he's ever bedded. Should I dump him? He's 62 and I'm 68. Thanks, Fran in Idaho. P.S. We live in a retirement community and we love listening to the show while we play bridge.
Oh. Well, the deal is that like if they were younger, he would just have regular panties. But because he dates older women, they're all going to be soiled.
That's a good point. Yeah, he has the pins.
Are they the big granny panties though?
In a fucking retirement community, who doesn't have soiled panties? In that place?
That's your rite of passage.
Think of the history of the panties. He might have Rosa Parks panties, maybe.
It's true. He could have like historic panties.
Right,
Marilyn panties Monroe. Through the ages.
Everyone needs a hobby.
Historic panties with shit in them are still shitty panties.
Exactly. Why do you assume by soil that they have crap in them?
What do you think? That he has soil in them? What do you think?
It could be vaginal stains.
Yeah, just excitement. Like a little.
Remind me to not be at your house on laundry day, by the way.
Well, why does it sound like he's justifying for the smells and the sounds?
Wait, I feel like this is like a Back to the Future thing happening right now because this is Vic. Like, you know?
You know
and
what?
Somehow, like, he wrote to us from the future.
No, you know how I know that it's not?
Not?
He says he has 300 pairs. Are you kidding me?
He did put ketchup on it, though.
I've got 300 pairs of soiled panties. They're mine.
Yeah, but if you... Oh,
wow. I bet. They all taste like chicken.
And carrots.
Yes, you truly can buy anything on the internet.
First of all, any guy who's still alive in the retirement home, especially if he drives, is a prize. Keep him and move on.
All right, listen, we do have to wrap it up. I want to thank all my guests. We have Ken August. Yeah, following this show immediately after, we're going to be on the weekly wrap-up. So make sure you just stay tuned if you're listening to us live. Vic Cohen, It's a fair question. It is Tuesday nights.
Wednesday nights.
We moved it.
We changed time slots.
Wednesday
PM
nights,
live.
10 p.m.
Yes.
Okay, make
correct.
Sure you listen. It's a very funny show.
VicCohen.
I'm going to get this right. Yayo Magana.
Close enough.
Without Damn.
Got some gigs coming up tonight in the Gage nightclub and Viva Zapata. And I'm going to be at the Long Beach Laugh Factory February 17th.
Nice. Okay, make sure you go. Gary O'Neill.
I am at the Ha Ha Cafe on Monday night. And Tuesday, I am headlining at the La Jolla Comedy Store.
Outstanding. Marie Del Preti, what do you got going on for us?
I watch Parental Discretion on Nick Mom. I have some new episodes coming up. And also on Valentine's Day, Flappers at 9:30 p.m., people.
Yeah.
Sweet. I want to thank everyone for listening. This has been Bad Advice. We're at SkidRowStudios.com. Please do make sure you like our Facebook page. Also, if you want to follow us on Twitter, it's Drew's Bad Advice. If you're hearing us on Extreme XM, it's Extreme Talk XM channel 165. We have replays throughout the week, but you can hear us every 10 p.m. Saturday nights, Eastern Standard Time. Again, I'm your host, Drew Marks. I want to thank everybody for being here. I know we may be stopping a couple seconds early, but we had a lot of fun this week. I want to thank you all. Have a great week. Be good to each other. See ya.
Bye.
Back.